You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's called an anti-gay law. Governor Pence spoke about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act at a press conference yesterday.
Today I signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act because I support the freedom of religion for every Hoosier of every faith.
It is modeled after the federal religious freedom bill that former President Bill Clinton signed more than 20 years ago. Indiana Governor Mike Pence addressed concerns from opposition that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act could allow discrimination.
Now, let me be very clear on this point. This bill is not about discrimination. And if I thought it was about discrimination, I would have vetoed it. In fact, it doesn't even apply to disputes between private individuals unless government action is involved.
Millions of taxpayers leave money on the table every year because they fail to take advantage of the Earned Income Tax Credit.
The Earned Income Tax Credit is one of the country's most important anti-poverty programs. Last year, 28 million people received $66 billion. That's extra money in their pockets, and all you have to do is file a tax return.
Jody Patterson of the IRS says one of the five low-income taxpayers eligible to take the EITC doesn't. Anyone who makes less than $53,000 could be eligible, and the IRS has a calculator online for those who don't know if they fall into that category. Patterson says about 10 million people are lifted out of poverty through the combination of the EITC and the Child Tax Credit. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Went ahead and filed the charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. This is the USA Radio Network.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews was founded in 1983 to promote understanding between Jews and Christians and build support for Israel. USA's Russ Jones saw firsthand the work of ICFJ and has this report.
It means that I don't have to ask my kids to cook for me, but I get food ready-made and it comes to the door and I just have to microwave it.
That's Goldie Levinson, who moved to Israel from South Africa more than 50 years ago. The work of ICFJ allows Goldie.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. It's 35 degrees in Flemington right now. We were experiencing some rain. There was even some freezing precipitation just a little north of us. Cloudy with periods of rain today. Light rain this morning. And then a high of 49. Winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A low of 30. Winds north at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy skies early tomorrow. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. A few flurries or snow showers are possible. A high of 38. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunny and 47 on Sunday. Rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day on Monday. A high near 55. Rain at 40% chance. Sunshine and some clouds and 56 on Tuesday. Wednesday, April 1st. Sun and a few passing clouds and a high of 54. Hopefully that's not April Fool's. 38 in Reddington Township, 34 in Lebanon, 34 in Franklin, 35 in Phillipsburg, and 36 in Hopewell. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe. Drop kick me, Jesus.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunterdon County. This is Bobby Bear, Drop Kick Me Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Today is Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. And I would say that it's a quirky country song right from the get-go. I have a bunch of these. I did this last year. It's very entertaining. One of those weird days. March 27th is a very peculiar day. We'll get to all of that today on Good Morning Hunterdon. I have a website of 20 of these, plus a whole other website of other crazy titles. We'll get to all of them, as many as we can. First things first, though, I got to get over to Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. All right, we have some congestion right now on 78 eastbound Clinton Township over to Bedminster. It's our old friend, exit 18, Route 22, all the way to exit 29, Route 287. Delays due to volume. Guess 78's just not big enough anymore. Everybody's starting to use it nowadays. How about that? That's Good Morning Hunterdon. It's Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com for today? It's a Friday. Let's find out what's on the schedule. I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heide talk with her about the markets yesterday and see where they're going today with the last Friday of a full week of March. And only have two more days of March left, Monday and Tuesday. It's been a tumultuous Friday, March. We'll find out if we're going to continue that way. At 8:40, I have my good friend Mike. Mike at the movies. Mike will review three movies for us, one in the cinema, one that you can stream or get a DVD of, and his pick of the week. You're guaranteed at least one good one. Most of the time he gives us three good ones, and sometimes he steers you clear of ones that you probably shouldn't spend your money or time on. Moving on from that, it's the regular old show, and then after that, it's Susan Lax comes on. She's hands across Hunterdon. She is the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, and she talks about all the different programs and services and organizations that Hunterdon Helpline is in contact with to help you get the answers you need for any problem or challenge you're facing. It's amazing how many people and volunteers Hunterdon Helpline uses, and they want to get that information out to you to understand and let you know that there are people out there to support you. So give them a call and listen to Susan Lax to learn about it. Boomer's World is on from 11 to 12, helping you understand how to make sure that your elderly loved ones, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, uncle, or aunt, is living an independent life at home. It might require some gap services, and Boomer's World, which is run by Homestead Senior Care of Hunterdon and Warren Counties. Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari is the proprietor and owner of that franchise. They talk all about the gap services and try and give you the advice to make sure that you're making the right decision as to whether that particular individual can live at home. Most of the time they can, but you need to get the support and the advice and the information to make that discussion and that decision appropriate. All About Animals with Kathy Sauer is on at lunchtime. Kathy Sauer is an equine therapist, and she also works with canines. She brings on guests to help you understand how our furry friends should be taken care of and how our furry friends help us in our lives. Living Consciously with Bob Burns is on at 2 to 3. He is a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, Reiki master, and a published author, and he wants to motivate you to live consciously. Legal Issues come to you via Pat Smits. It's the Law with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5, talking about legal issues in and around New Jersey. And then she's joined by her friends, other attorneys who come on in, and they debate sports. We're at the Sweet 16 in the NCAAs. We're finished up the Veteran Combine in the NFL. And a couple days before opening day of baseball for Major League Baseball. And we're really starting to talk about middle of hockey and basketball season. All those things to debate for 1 hour with the sports guys. It's all there on the HuntingChamberRadio.com website, our mobile website, our Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com, in just a moment.
I came crawling home last night, like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. She said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a widow to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "Just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always..."
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
All right, it's time for BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Week of solidarity with people struggling against racism and discrimination ends today. Consider Christianity Week ends tomorrow. Tsunami Awareness Week ends tomorrow as well, but I'm sure a tsunami can occur any time. International Face Syndrome Awareness Week ends on Saturday or Sunday. Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Week ends tomorrow. National Cleaning Week ends tomorrow. Root Canal Awareness Week. National Youth Violence Prevention Week. Meat Free Week ends on Sunday. National LGBT Health Awareness Week. International Listening Weekend. American Crossword Puzzle Days starts today. Nano Days starts tomorrow. And for today, it's Celebrate Exchange Day. It's Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. We've already heard three of those. And today in history, I don't know who's happier, men or women, but today is Viagra Day. Today in history, we'll learn about that in a little bit. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Wow, it's hard to pass up the last one there. Oh, man. How do we go from that to vitamin C? I don't know. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Students make get well cards for Franklin Township policeman who received a kidney. Terry Wright of the Hunterdon County Democrat reported on the 26th that students of Crosswords Christian Academy were made get well cards for Nick Caponegro, a part-time police officer for the township who recently received a kidney transplant, and his friend Greg Vance, the kidney donor. School Secretary Reja Antonow noticed the article in the Democrat about the transplant and the fundraising efforts underway to help pay the medical bills not covered by insurance. Since Crosswords is located in Franklin Township and enjoys the support it receives from its police department, Antonow suggested to second and third grade teachers, Kaylin Davison and Chris Keaty, that their students might like to make some cards. Quote, the idea took off, and 12 students made cards, some quite humorous, not only for Officer Caponegro, but for Vance, the donor. Perhaps the most exciting moment for the students was when Officer Kevin Richards picked up the cards for delivery to the two men. Crosswords Christian Academy is a ministry of Southridge Community Church, 9 in Pittstown Road. The church also supported Caponegro with donation toward his medical bills. The school, founded in 1977, is a non-denominational and welcomes students from all faiths in Christian in preschool from grade 8. That is awesome. What a great little teaching tool there. Making somebody happy, giving them some well wishes, and a little bit of a help in teaching the kids how to pass on good faith and great wishes. That's why that is vitamin C for today.
Happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays and anniversaries for today. Mr. Joe Patton of Patton Hiding Associates is 33 years with Ameriprise Financial Services today. And Valentina Djokovic of the Hunter Academy of Music started that business 8 years ago today. Congratulations to both of our local business owners. Here are the celebrity birthdays. Actress Taylor Atelian is 20 today, from According to Jim. Somebody That I Used to Know, Kimbra, is 25. The Social Network, Brenda Song, is 27. The Borgias, Holiday Granger, is 27. Jesse J. That's the music we play for Michelle Heidi. She's 27 today. Little Rascals, Blake McIver Ewing is 30 today. He can't be from the original Little Rascals, I don't think. Apollo 13, Emily Ann Lloyd is 31. Model and actress of the Wedding Ringer, Natalina Maggio is 33. The Monster Squad, Ashley Bank is 34. Black Eyed Peas singer, I'm a Bee. Fergie is 40 today. Nathan Fillion is 44 from Castle. From Lost, Elizabeth Mitchell is 45. Scent of a Woman, Francie Swift, 46. Paulie Perrette, 46, from NCIS, The Ring. Singer-songwriter Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is 46. The Departed, Pineapple Express, Kevin Corrigan, 46. Mortal Kombat, Sandra Hess is 47. License to Kill, Talisa Soto is 48. Pacific Blue and Santa Barbara, Paula Tricky is 49. Film director and screenwriter Quentin Tarantino is 52 today. Saxophonist, who did Emily, and radio host Dave Koz is 52. Singer and songwriter of Jan Arden is 53. In Excess keyboardist Andrew Farris is 56. Harry Potter movies, Adrian Rollins is 57. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Caroline Williams is 58. Genesis keyboardist Tony Banks, 65 today. Austin Powers movies, Michael York is 73. June Wilkinson is 75 from The Candidate. A Beautiful Mind, Austin Pendleton is 75. NASCAR champion Cale Yarborough, 75 today. Dark Shadows, Played Against Sam, Jerry Lacy is 79. And from Troy and Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, Julian Glover, 80 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, well, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, let's move on out and get Michelle Heidi on the phone in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting and huntingchamber.com. Little Tony Banks of Genesis. We'll be right back.
My love, I hope you'll always be right here.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The co-pilot accused of deliberately crashing a jetliner into the French Alps this week was being treated for severe depression. The German daily newspaper Bild reports Andres Lubitz got psychiatric help in 2009 for what was described as a bout of heavy depression. The paper says Lubitz was still getting regular private medical treatment for depression. 150 people, including three Americans, died in Tuesday's crash. There's now word that a Harlem man is missing following the explosion and fire that leveled three buildings yesterday in New York. Nicholas Figueroa was on a lunch date yesterday at the time of the blast, and his family says their 23-year-old son hasn't been heard from since. The woman he was with was one of the 19 people hurt in the explosion. With an early morning 52-46 vote, the Senate is joining the House in giving a green light to a massive budget blueprint. The GOP plan sets spending parameters for the 2016 fiscal year. A Senate-House negotiating committee will seek to resolve differences in the two non-binding measures. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
Aviation analysts say the security changes made after 9/11 has turned the cockpit into a fortress. USA's Russ Jones reports the security changes made it virtually impossible for the German wing's pilot to re-enter the cockpit.
European investigators said German wing's co-pilot Andreas Lubitz barricaded himself inside the cockpit and deliberately crashed it into a mountainside in France, killing all 150 passengers and crew aboard. Aviation analyst John Hansman says post-9/11 cockpit restrictions made this sort of thing possible.
Once we've created a fortress in the cockpit, if there's a problem inside the cockpit, there's nothing anybody on the outside can do really to prevent it.
Hansman says the regulations are designed to prevent a scenario in which the remaining pilot becomes incapacitated and can't open the door. I'm Russ Jones.
Italy's highest court is expected to hand down a ruling today on whether to confirm the murder convictions of Amanda Knox and her Italian boyfriend, or order new trials. This is USA Radio News.
Hello. My name is Don Azzleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence is at the center of a growing controversy after signing a new bill into law that prohibits local governments from substantially burdening a person's exercise of religion. Opponents call it an anti-gay law. Governor Pence spoke about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act at a press conference yesterday.
Today I signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act because I support the freedom of religion for every Hoosier of every faith.
It is modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Bill that former President Bill Clinton signed more than 20 years ago. Indiana Governor Mike Pence addressed concerns from opposition that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act could allow discrimination.
Now, let me be very clear on this point. This bill is not about discrimination. And if I thought it was about discrimination, I would have vetoed it. In fact, it doesn't even apply to disputes between private individuals unless government action is involved.
Millions of taxpayers leave money on the table every year because they fail to take advantage of the Earned Income Tax Credit.
The Earned Income Tax Credit is one of the country's most important anti-poverty programs. Last year, 28 million people received $66 billion. That's extra money in their pockets, and all you have to do is file a tax return.
Jody Patterson of the IRS says one of the five low-income taxpayers eligible to take the EITC doesn't. Anyone who makes less than $53,000 could be eligible, and the IRS has a calculator online for those who don't know if they fall into that category. Patterson says about 10 million people are lifted out of poverty through the combination of the EITC and the Child Tax Credit. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's 8:31. Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 35 degrees right now in Flemington. Still some rain out there. It's coming in and out. It'll be moving out soon. It's overcast right now. Cloudy with periods of light rain this morning, a high of 49. Winds north-northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. Partly cloudy skies and a low around 30 tonight. Winds north at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy skies early tomorrow. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. A few flurries or snow showers are possible. A high of 38. Sunny and 47 on Sunday. Rain showers early on Monday. Sunshine later in the day, 55. Sunshine and some clouds on Tuesday, 56. And on Wednesday, April 1st, sun and a few passing clouds, a high of 54. It's 39 in Tewksbury, 34 in Clinton, 35 in Franklin, 35 in Phillipsburg, and 36 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. On Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates is on the phone. Michelle, a couple of things to let you in on. Number one is your intro song there, Jessie J. It's her birthday today.
Oh.
So I hope you're happy about that. Number two, somebody else you know started with Ameriprise 33 years ago today.
Yes, he did.
How about that? So
I'll have to run out and get some black balloons. No, some bright green balloons.
Bright green balloons. There you go. So. Wow, 33 years with Ameriprise.
33 years.
How did they used what, chalk and a slate to figure those calculations out?
Yeah, I mean, I remember him saying it was basically the time where they would almost go door to door, and back then it was, you know, mostly certificates and things like that. My, how a lot has changed.
Yeah, how things have changed. Wow.
Yes. Absolutely.
So there you go. So you can.
All right.
So I'm prepping you to. He might be grumpy. I don't know.
Exactly. He's not here yet. So we'll hope.
All right.
Hope he's not grumpy. All right.
So what's going on?
Well, let me see. Yesterday we ended up having, you know, a little bit milder of a close from the previous day, and part of that had to do with the fact that equities failed to shake off some of the losses of the previous 3 days, and investors continued weighing some of the geopolitical events that have been going on ahead of earnings season, as I mentioned yesterday. So, all in all, again, it wasn't a big follow-through from what we saw on Wednesday, but we did have all three major indices down, all about a quarter percent each. So, you know, again, as we've seen the ongoing up, down, up, down, up, down, it wasn't, you know, it could have been worse. But the stocks are still struggling to find a direction. And as I mentioned yesterday, I don't think we're going to see much significant direction until we start kicking off earnings season.
Right.
This morning, we just got hot off the press, the fourth quarter GDP figures, and they came in at 2.2% in the fourth quarter versus they were expecting around 2.4%. And let's see, I just another little headline just came across here. Yeah, basically there's not a lot of detail. It's just stating that corporate profits fell a little bit. And again, part of that probably had to do with the strong dollar. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we do have Janet Yellen. Today's Friday. It's not Wednesday, but today's Friday. And she will be giving a little talk before the market closes today.
All right. Buckle up. Here we go.
Buckle up. I don't know. What's she going to say now? Let's see. I'm trying to see if they're, you know, it just says we'll speak shortly before closing bell. So, major earnings reports out today. BlackBerry, good old BlackBerry, continuing to hang in there. And they actually earned 4 cents per share for their latest quarter compared to an expected 4 cents per share loss. But their revenue was far below some of the Street forecast as sales and services exceeded those from hardware. We also heard that Dow Chemical is going to be spinning off part of their chlorine derivatives business and merge it with Olin Corporation, creating a company with an annual revenue of about $7 billion. And let's see. And then we have Apple Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook plans to donate his estimated $785 million fortune to charity, according to a Fortune article. Wow.
Okay. We'll see when he gets there.
I was going to say, he's still alive. A lot can happen between now and then. but it looks like, you know, right now, we had overnight, we had Asian markets closing somewhat mixed. Right now, we have European markets, again, somewhat mixed. We had the DAX and the CAC 40 both up a little bit, the FTSE down a little bit. And here in the U.S., futures are, you know, basically flat. So, again, I think the next couple days, actually probably the next week or so, until we start seeing some of the actual, this quarter earnings season starting to fall in, we'll probably just continue the little, you know, sideways movement back and forth. But we do have Jeremy Siegel feeling much better about stocks. That was one of the other headlines they came across.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
So much better about stocks today. Longtime stock market bull Jeremy Siegel says he feels more relaxed about the prospects for stocks than he did 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
That says a lot. But
there was another Fed president talking out of school again. I didn't see who it was, but he said June is not really a consideration. Don't expect it. Or there was doubt. I think that was the word that was used. There was a lot of doubt that it would happen in June.
So once again,
they continue to play this. We talk one way when we're all together, and we do another thing when we're all out separate. So
exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. Pretty amazing, but we still don't know, you know. And when it does happen, again, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the headlines that clients and just everyone out there are hearing, I mean, yesterday I had clients in, they're like, oh, my God, we just read that a 40% correction is coming. What should we do? Okay, let's come down to earth here. Let's talk about the facts. Let's talk about what's happening.
Wow.
So there's a lot, you know, as we've seen, there's always doom and gloomers, and there's always these super optimists out there. And the key is to kind of read between all of the noise and look at the facts. So
can't wait to figure out who was the one that told us there was going to be a 40% correction.
I know, exactly. I'm still looking for that one.
Good luck with that one.
Where they saw it, they just remember that's what they heard.
Yeah, right. Okay. Very well. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a little chilly again, and then we'll be back in the mild weather next week. So.
Okay.
Way it goes.
When I left the office today, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Spring's out here. I don't know.
Another head fake by Mother Nature.
All right.
Well, thank you again. And,
thank you.
And have a good celebration there with Joe, and we'll talk with you again on Monday.
Sounds good. I might have to take him out to lunch today.
There you go.
You may not even realize this is 33 years today. I don't remember. Mind him now.
Well, his LinkedIn told me it, so maybe he should listen to it.
Exactly.
That's how I caught wind of it.
Exactly.
Very well.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Inc. Joe and Michelle do the Something's About Money show on 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning, Huntington. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Time for Mike at the Movies, giving us three movies to review and talk about. So good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. I'm doing okay.
All right. So you normally do a review of a movie in the theater, one stream, one that's your pick of the week. So where are we going today?
Oh, let's begin with The Duff.
The Duff.
The Duff. This is a film directed by Ari Sandell, and it is rated PG-13, mm-hmm. and it stars Mae Whitman, Robbie Amell, Bella Thorne, and others. And it is a teen comedy, and it concerns our hero, our heroine. And she is a high school senior, and she's kind of enjoying things when she realizes she's made aware that she is, in fact, of her trio of friends, she is the designated ugly fat friend, the Duff of the title. Okay, so she becomes rather crushed by this and seeks help from her childhood friend, who is now the leading jock of the school, who is estranged, shall we say, temporarily from his girlfriend, who's the hottest girl in school. And there we have it. And he agrees to help her transform herself. And therein lies our story.
All right, and so she gets self-realization and buys into this plan.
He tells her.
Okay.
Like, oh, you didn't realize you're the Duff, and she realizes, oh my goodness, oh my God, I am, and please help me, and she'll help him. She's, you know, she's intelligent. She does her own sort of thing. She has her own, has her own style, so to speak. But yeah, she cops to that. Please help me. All right. Then we have a moment where she gets bullied
right.
a bit, and And there you have it. Okay. You know, this film is worth seeing because it's, you know, it's well written and it's got a marvelous performance by Mae Whitman as Bianca Piper, and it's well cast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's certainly worth seeing. You know, it's something that, you know, I mean, it's a genre, and so we have, you know, a certain convention, so to speak. You know, who's going to go see this flick? The people that, you know, are mostly going to see this flick are going to come away satisfied.
Okay. The teen crowd? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is not intended for the crowd that I represent, if I indeed represent a crowd.
Right.
It's not for me.
Well, I already feel behind the curve because I'm not even sure I understand or understood the title. Is that a new term that I'm completely missed by?
Perhaps it is. I don't think it's that new. I wasn't rushing to the Urban Dictionary to clarify for myself. But you know, for the people that this film is for, so to speak, you know,
uh-huh.
Flick is for. You know, they come away. I felt, you know, age sort of heaped upon me when my first reaction as I was watching it is thinking, you know, what? You know, she's perfectly attractive young lady. What are they talking about? You know,
right.
Then I had to, you know.
You had to be educated?
Well, I didn't have to be educated. I had to shift my focus, so to speak. Now I gotta stop, right? This is, and, you know, the fact that, you know, the realization as she's having the Duff epiphany, well,
right.
aided by the fact that her friend tells her, you know, I was having, the years that have heaped upon me realization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Having said that, it's a good film, and it's certainly worth seeing.
You know, this is starting to sound a little more deep than the typical teenage movie that we used to watch. I mean, this isn't even close to the same level of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or anything like that, is it?
Oh, please don't disparage Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That had something.
I'm not disparaging it. I'm just saying that that was the typical teen movie you went out to watch. But
that Fast Times, you know, transcends typical teen movie, but I understand
sure.
your point. Will this one be one for the ages? It holds up well.
Oh, cool.
All right. You know, it's funny because at one point the main character's mom, played by Allison Janney, makes a joke, and the reference humor is to the movie Spinal Tap, and then the kids just look at her and tell her to stop.
There you go.
They just know that it didn't work. It fails to connect, and they're just, you know, they beg her to stop.
They didn't know. Or they actually did know. They just didn't want to hear it.
No, it wasn't happening. No, and when she attempts to explain it, they just try to tell her.
Gotcha.
Mercifully to stop.
Yeah. Okay. Back in the old days, back when Spinal Tap. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Excellent. All right. So the Duff. All right.
Yeah.
I have no idea that this is even a euphemism. So.
This is an acronym. It could be as we speak. Although this film is out in the theaters now, you know, it could be passé by now. I don't know.
Well, you know. there lies the world of teen movies.
Yeah, you might have to look into that.
You get a weekend. That's about it. And it's old news.
Perhaps 48 hours.
Yep. 48 hours. All right. So we got it opened what, last week or something like that?
It opened a little while.
Okay.
But it's not. I don't think it hasn't disappeared from the theaters.
All right.
It's been out there, and it's going to certainly It came out in February.
So. All right. Very good.
Just over a month ago, I guess.
All right. So this is already old news for the teenagers, unless they're coming back to see it again.
For those kids, perhaps they didn't make it to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll make it, or you know, can keep it in mind for
sure.
when it comes around.
Very good. The Duff. That's Duff. I don't even know how to spell the darn thing.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right.
The Duff. Yeah.
All right. I feel like I've just learned something today.
That's wonderful.
Very good.
At your age, that's really remarkable.
We're moving on to your stream, your DVD.
Yeah, let's do that. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Okay.
This is rated PG, directed by Miguel Arteta, stars Steve Carell, Jennifer Garner, Ed Oxenbold.
Steve Carell.
And it is a story of 11-year-old, soon-to-be 12, Alexander, and the day that his family has and why it's so horrible. This is a comedy. He's about to have his birthday. He's having problems there. He's got gum in his hair, and nothing's going right, and he just kind of wonders why everything happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of jinxes his family on this day. Dad, who's had to become a house husband because he lost his job, has an interview, and that gets complicated. And Mom has, you know, bad things happen to her. And he's got competition because the most popular kid in school is having his birthday at the same time, and so forth, so on. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, this is slapsticky sort of fun.
Okay.
And this is well cast, and it moves along quite nicely, and there are certainly some laughs. And it's just, it's really the case of a well cast movie and a well paced movie, and there are some definite laughs in there, and. You know, and as I said, it's slapstick, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Steve Carell, he's the one that did the Foxcatcher, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so he's back into his comedic point.
Well, yeah,
of view.
Who knows when this one was completed, but
right.
Yeah, he's certainly a versatile actor. So
cool.
Here he is, and he's doing a bit of family PG slapstick comedy, got mm-hmm. a bit.
All right, and this one will resonate with what, parents and kids, like 12-year-olds, something like that?
It's PG-13, so
right.
You can go from there, but
okay.
Yeah, I think, it's certainly, if, once again, I think parents, if you're looking for something to watch, you can definitely roll with this.
Okay.
And I think kids might like it a bit as well, yeah.
Alexander and His Bad Day. I can't put the rest in because it's as complicated as the plot.
That's all right, don't worry, it's okay.
All right, so we'll move on to Mike's Pick of the Week.
Okay, this is Mystery Men from 1999, directed by Kinka Usher. And in Champion City,
mm-hmm.
their resident superhero is losing his corporate sponsors because he's been so effective, Captain Amazing, he's been so effective that he's put all his nemesis in jail. And so he's not having the spectacular victories, and his sponsors aren't happy. So he, as his billionaire alter ego, is able to get his arch enemy released from prison. And there is the mayhem. Okay. Enter our less than spectacular heroes. Ben Stiller as Mr. Furious, William H. Macy as the Shoveler, Hank Azaria, Eddie Izzard as one of the criminals, Gene Garofalo as the Bowler, and Jeffrey Rush as our villain. This is a absurdist take on superheroes and superhero movies,
yeah.
And it was an absolute flop when it came out. I like the film because of its absurd take, and it holds together, I think, because of the performances and how dedicated everybody is to making it work.
Yeah.
There's some fun here, and something that I think deserves a second look.
Yeah. No, these are intriguing to me. The other one I didn't see this one, but I thought Hancock was pretty funny, where Will Smith is down in his luck, a superhero, and this kind of also speaks to the Incredibles, where that movie where he's trying to make a go of it as a normal normal guy instead of doing the superhero thing. So I given the fact that you keep rolling talking about, and we have no choice, but we have constant updates on Batmans and the Fabulous Four, the Fantastic Four, and the X-Men. We're getting inundated with all the Marvel and series. Having these as kind of the satire of it lends to
there
it.
There you go.
So
I think it's worth a look because of that, because now 16 years into it or so,
right.
You know, it might be worth a look. I mean, it stands up anyway, I think.
Yeah.
They were definitely divided. I think it's funny. It's definitely funny that Captain Amazing, you know, wears his corporate sponsors, you know, festooned on his costume.
Right.
You know, and he's having problems with Pepsi. And Pepsi's having problems with him. And they mention that, and more than mention it, and his publicist is like, okay, well, you know, you're obsolete because you've done such a decent job. That's funny.
Right.
Okay, you know, you got Mr. Furious, you know, Ben Stiller, and he just becomes angry to no avail. You know, it just doesn't help anything. It doesn't solve anything. He's not threatened, and no one is threatened by him. There's just funny bits there. I mean, William H. Macy, the shoveler. You know, he shovels quite well. All right, there we go. You know, there's one guy that has his superpower involves flatulence.
God.
And that's Paul Rubens. I mean, yeah, so there you go.
Paul Rubens, Pee-wee?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Okay.
See, now you're enthused. That's cool.
I'm enthused. Well, I was enthused before. I just...
You were, I know. I'm teasing you.
Now it's even more intriguing.
There you Pee-wee. Go. So there you go. The Mystery Men from 1999.
I'm glad that they went in that direction and they didn't deal with Paul Rubens from his other days and habits.
That's a different film.
I know. All right, very good. That one, Mystery Men. All right. When did that one come out?
1999.
All right. I'll have to check that one out. That sounds pretty funny. That sounds pretty entertaining. It didn't gain traction for what? What was the deal? The people just couldn't identify with it?
It didn't get universally great reviews.
Yeah.
And I think people, yeah, they just didn't
get it.
Connect with it. People call, you know, some critics, you know, didn't like it and
right.
didn't like think the gags were funny
huh.
or the one-liners were any good and so forth. But, you know, it just didn't have that kind of traction.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was just ahead of its time. Now that we've been inundated with Batmans and Supermans, we'll take a look at it again. So we got the Duff Alexander and his extremely unbelievably bad day and everything else and Mystery Men. Three good ones. Very good. All right, man. Thank you very much. We'll
sure.
chat with you again next week when we hit April.
April it shall be.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
All right. Mike of the Movies. You got three good ones there. One in the theaters for the teens, the Duff, and then the other two available to you at the popular streaming formats. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning, Hunterdon. HuntingChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
Is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The co-pilot accused of deliberately crashing a jetliner into the French Alps this week.